Welcome to the VAT update for August, and in this month's edition we've got six items, the first of which is an announcement from HMRC, made a bit late, that they have introduced additional means for traders to file their VAT return rather than the mandatory computer filing. And this was necessary following the LG Bishop Electrical Company decision, when the judge ruled that it was a violation of people's human rights if they were forced to file electronically, because some people don't have the ability, are disabled, might be computer illiterate, or they might not have broadband connections. So HMRC had to change its stance, and it's introduced telephone filing, amending the VAT regulations, and they've published a brief, 2914. And as usual, you can read more about this in the notes which accompany the podcast, as well as the links for further reading should you wish to do this. The Upper Tribunal has been asked by HMRC to consider their appeal against the Lock and Store Group's business, which claimed a special partial exemption method using floor space, whereas HMRC argued that the storage company was selling a combination of space to store goods and insurance for those goods, and therefore they wanted the standard method to apply based on turnover. But the First Tier Tribunal looked at these issues and decided that the floor space method gave a fair and just result. HMRC appealed to the Upper Tribunal, and the Upper Tribunal has looked at the decision made by the First Tier Tribunal, and in a 35-page judgment ruled that they did understand the law, although they had misdirected themselves in relation to the SKF decision. But that misdirection had no material effect on the decision of fact, which the First Tier Tribunal were entitled to conclude. And so the Upper Tribunal has upheld the decision that the floor space method was applicable. HMRC were dilatory in lodging an application for costs when they won a case against Leeds City Council on VAT. Now, HMRC are a huge organisation, and you would have thought that time limits would be respected, but in this particular case, the 30-day time limit covered the Christmas period and New Year period, and they were only 4 days late in submitting their claim, although they submitted it without the appropriate schedule of costs. But this was later rectified, and they were claiming legal costs of £18,000. The president of the tribunals, Colin Bishop, looked at the decision and said that the tribunals are more informal than court rulings. And whereas court rulings say that time limits must be respected, the tribunal rulings say that the interests of justice and fairness should be respected. And consequently, he felt that the 4-day delay was not material, and that it was correct that the winner of the appeal should be entitled to recover their costs. It's an interesting decision, but there is a wee warning at paragraph 27 that says, although that the tribunal will respect the interests of fairness and justice for minor mistakes, don't abuse this because they will stick to time limits. HMRC have also updated Notice 700/2, which deals with group and divisional registration. So if you're affected, you should read this in detail. They've also published Agent Update 43 on the 4th of August. And as usual, this is worth a read for all agents. But in particular, it looks at penalties and mistakes and delays with your VAT, and the changes to the VAT Place of Supply of Service rules for broadcasting, telecommunication and e-services. And finally, HMRC have issued updated guidance on diagnostic services in state-registered or regulated laboratories, revising Notice 701/57, and it explains the exemption that is available. Thanks for listening.